Global warming has contributed to a record number of weather and climate disasters. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shuangyi Wu, professor and chair of the Department of Geology and Environmental Geosciences at the University of Dayton, breaks down why.
There are a record 28 storms, floods, droughts, and fires in the 2023 National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration report on billion-dollar weather and climate disasters. How does global warming contribute? Greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, such as carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels, causes global warming and more days with abnormally high temperatures. Although heat waves result from weather fluctuations, global warming has raised the baseline, making heat waves more frequent, more intense, and longer lasting. Global warming also means increased evaporation, leading to drier soil and vegetation that create favorable conditions for wildfires. Blazes can start with lightning strike or spark from a power line. Warmer air holds more water vapor in the atmosphere. When water vapor condenses into rain, it releases a large amount of energy, known as latent heat. It's a main fuel for storm systems. When temperatures are higher and the atmosphere has more moisture, that additional energy can fuel stronger and longer-lasting storms. Tropical storms are similarly fueled by latent heat from warm ocean water. Higher sea surface temperatures can lead to stronger hurricanes, longer hurricane seasons, and faster intensification of storms. It might seem counterintuitive, but global warming contributes to cold snaps in unexpected places. That's because global warming alters the circulation of the Earth's atmosphere. One example is the weakening of the polar jet stream, which could bring frigid Arctic air and winter storms to more southern latitudes. With additional heat fueling more extreme weather events, we experience a warmer and more violent weather world.
That was Shuangyi Wu of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.